your hands and give him the praise. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. We glorify you. They all belong to you. They all belong to you. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon this service tonight. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Again, thank you, Master, and thank you for hearing. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Everything we have belongs to him. Welcome everyone here tonight to this season of very, very intense revival in this mission. I want to speak quickly tonight on the subject of walking in dominion through soul winning. Walking in dominion through soul winning. Our objective is, as it says, understanding dominion and spiritual authority through soul winning. Dominion and spiritual authority through soul winning. I want to say tonight that this mandate for soul winning is on this commission for the whole of the year and beyond. It's not just for a group of people that are to win 1,000 souls before the end of the year, so that nobody exempts themselves. I believe that any member of this church, if you don't win any souls at all this year, it should be minimum of 24. If you don't win anyone at all, that's at least 2 a month, minimum. And so, this mandate is for all of us, every member of the church. Now, in Luke chapter 10, verse 15, all the way to verse 19, the Bible said, or I start from verse 17, and the 70 returned again with joy. He has sent them out on evangelism in Luke chapter 10, verse 1. All right, let's see Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Then we'll move to verse 17. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place whither he will come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest field. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Beloved, through our scriptures, it is confirmed that the way of soul winning is the way of spiritual authority and dominion. There is a dimension of spiritual authority and a dimension of dominion you may not experience until you are active in the salvation of the lost. You look at scripture examples. First example, Moses. Moses brought Israel out of Egypt. When we grew up in the Lord, we call those who are in sin as people in Egypt. When I was in Egypt, how many of you know that? While I was in Egypt. So Moses was a sort of an evangelist, a soul rescuer, a soul winner, who snatched God's people out of their Egypt into their Canaan. And he did that with very unusual dominion and authority. Turned their lake into blood.
thunder and hailstones rain from heaven? In Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 8, you look at what the Bible said concerning Moses. He said, and the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness or terrifying things, and with signs and with wonders. They came out of Egypt with unusual and drastic manifestations of divine authority. Water came out of the rock. The military might of Egypt was buried in the Red Sea by the oppression of a man who went to rescue God's people out of Egypt. Now, our second example is Elijah. Elijah was the man that caused a nation to give themselves to God in one day. Elijah literally led Israel to God in one day. That is, a whole nation repented in one day by the ministry of Elijah. He turned the heart of a nation to God in one day through the display of dominion, through the display of spiritual authority. In 1 Kings chapter 18, you look from verse 22. Elijah was speaking, then Elijah said, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophet are 450 men. Let them therefore give us 2 bullocks and let them choose 1 bullock for themselves and cut in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put no fire under. And call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Earlier on, he told them, why limp ye between two opinions? Why are you people perambulating? Why are you prevaricating? Why are you vacillating between God and Baal? Choose one, but let's do something. Let the God who answers, how long, in verse 21, will you limp between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. And if Baal be Baal, follow him. Now, in other words, I want you to decide who to serve. Verse 38, the answer came when the fire fell. 38 and 39. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people, the whole nation, when they saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. It's not Baal. We give ourselves to God. We surrender our lives. The whole of us as a nation, we hand over ourselves in one day, one man, by the display of spiritual authority and dominion. Somebody step in there for your family in the name of Jesus. Example number 3 was the disciples who walked in unusual dominion and spiritual authority by virtue of soul winning. We just read that now. The 70 returned with joy in Luke chapter 10 verse 17 all the way to verse 19. They returned. Demons were subject to them in the name of Jesus. In Mark chapter 16 and in verse 20, the Bible said, and they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. They went everywhere and there was undeniable manifestations, evidential manifestations that couldn't be denied, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. Fourth example, Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle was the veteran evangelist that I believe preached to more people than any of the apostles in the New Testament. Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle was the one who said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16, he said, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. He preached the gospel brutally. And Paul the apostle experienced spiritual dominion.
In Paul's case, it was not only his person that dominated in the realm of the spirit. Anything that touched Paul was carried power. Anything that touched Paul carried authority.
In Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and in verse 12, the Bible said, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Evil spirits were obeying the handkerchiefs of Paul. Evil spirits trembled at the aprons of Paul, because he was a man that was given to the rescue of the lost. In Acts chapter 25 and 28 and in verse 5, he shook a serpent into the fire, a beast, a viper, venomous beast. The Bible called it venomous beast. Shook it into the fire and felt no harm. If that is not dominion, what do you call it? Beloved, anyone who is committed to the winning of the lost, to the salvation of the lost, is a commander in the realm of the spirit, is a dominion carrier, is a kingdom power broker, is an authority figure recognizable in the realm of the spirit. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. And then we look at our Master Jesus. The Master Jesus, who was soul winning personified, was also dominion personified. He will be our fifth example. In Luke chapter 19 and in verse 10, he said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That was his assignment on the earth, to seek and to save that which was lost. In the book of John chapter 15 and in verse 13, he said, greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man than this. That was his life. His life was for the rescue of the lost. In 1 John chapter 3 and in verse 16, 1 John chapter 3 and in verse 16, the Bible said, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Jesus laid down his life for us. And what happened? Jesus walked in unquestionable dominion. Dominion such as trampling the waves of the sea. He trampled on the waves. In Matthew chapter 14 verse 24, he trampled on the wave. What an authority, what a dominion. He trampled, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And the Bible said, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. He trampled the waves of the sea, turned sea, turned H2O into C6H12O6, turned water into wine, took 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and made it to feed almost 20,000 people with leftover of 12 baskets. What a dominion, what an authority. They touched the hem of his garment, they were healed. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? He walked in unquestionable, irresistible dominion because he gave himself to the salvation of the lost. I pray that somebody here will step into that room. Now, you don't need to be a pastor or a preacher. All you need to do is to give yourself to this assignment. And I see you walking in dominion, walking in power, walking in authority. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you believe that, shout amen at the top of your voice. Hallelujah. 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 Say it louder, amen. In history, we had people who walked in unusual dominion. Daisy Osborne, the wife of T.L. Osborne. Those were one of the people that God used to show us the picture of marital dignity. Man and wife in ministry with dignity. Daisy and T.L. Osborne. That was Daisy Osborne. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And then Charles and Frances Hunter. This three. But Daisy went to South America preaching the gospel. She saw a witch doctor, a native doctor, as we call it here, a juju priest, like the Americans will know it. And he had a snake wrapped around his waist and was there. And this was distracting. And
She asked the man, give me the snake. And the man looked at her and said, what kind of woman is this? All right, take the snake. And he handed over the snake and she pulled the snake to her direction and it became a rod in her hand. She de-snaked the snake. That was how the magician lost his power. She didn't return it back to him. It became a rod in her hand. Brutal power. When the people of that island or that place, there's the husband. Was that Ladonna? All right, show us this, your husband. Show us together with TL husband. That was how she pulled that snake. Power died. That's TL and Daisy husband. Tommy Lee husband. He was the first one that introduced us to open air crusade. That took the crusade to the fields. It was usually a tent meeting. God bless him where he is. Eternity. Healing revival in America. Aura Roberts. T.L. Osborne. Leroy Jenkins. Leroy Jaggers. Tommy Hicks. And Asas Alonso Allen. And we had Jaco. We had Clifton Erickson. There were about 120 of them in the Voice of Healing. Velma Gardner, plenty of them, moved in raw power, but he took the crusades out. Hallelujah. That was his rugged wife that did that. He talked about Mary Slessor, who came in towards the southern part of this country, was very, very responsible for the abolition of the killing of the twins at birth. She ran into a lion among the creeks, ran into a lion, commanded the lion to move off, and the lion moved. Lion sniffed, and lion moved. That is authority. That's dominion. That's authority. Am I communicating at all? A very rugged evangelist, I can't remember his name now, went for a crusade, did publicity, and the crowd gathered. Sorry, did publicity, and he came and there was no crowd. Place of venue of meeting was empty. He brought somebody out that had a growth on the neck. He was very, very desperate. I'm sure the Holy Ghost led him. He said, if this thing on this person's neck drops into my hand as I pray, I am of God. If it doesn't drop, don't believe me. That was very risky. That was very, very risky. Don't dare it until you are directed and led to do so. He prayed with ruggedness. It dropped into his hand. The next day, there was no space. People gathered from everywhere. That is the kind of dominion. And the kind of, he knew that he didn't go there to represent himself. He didn't go there to fight for himself. He had nothing to prove other than to prove that Jesus is Lord. And that happened. Am I communicating at all? We may not go all the way to that level, but there is power, there is dominion, there is authority. Went to Bauchi for crusade. By the time we arrived, Bauchi, we were told that for some time now, the rain had not been there, that they needed rain. So we told them at the airport. I don't know if you have the video clip of the welcome at the airport. At the airport, we told them that the rain will fall. Before the crusade is over, the rain will fall. The rain will fall. As we have come, the rain will fall. The rain did not allow the crusade to start. Before we reached the hotel, rain was pouring. Between airport and the hotel. The rain fell that day until it almost disrupted the crusade. So we had to pray again for rain to stop. By the next day, The rain tried again, but this time we had an invasion. I think it was a reaction. We had an invasion of insects like termites. Filled the whole stadium. People were busy blowing themselves. I was speaking now. See, choir is singing. Even when Dr. Misenencher came, was interrupting everything. Charged to the altar and stopped her. I said, hold on. These evil termites must return back to where they came from. Everybody, command them in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, shout, go. See. That's the prayer declaring the sky to be clear. See what he's doing to the people.
Can you see that the Shinge has gone back to hell where they came from?
See how clear the sky is.
See the sky. Not one in view. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. It's cleared and returned back to hell. Dominion is real. Authority is real. We went to Botswana. They said there has been no rain in the land. The mayor of Habarone, the capital city. Botswana is in the middle of the Kalahari Desert. I never knew that Kalahari was that dry like Sahara Desert. We told them the rain will fall, but in this case, it's after we have left. We learned our lesson from Bauchi. We left on Saturday, the rain fell 48 hours later on Monday. And you hear what I'm saying here today? They sent us the report. There are situations where we had rain fall while crusade was on. I'm sure you've watched that before. In some of those situations, what I got to realize later was the prerogative of God. Probably there were mysteries needed to be tackled, known to God. I saw in, I believe it was Nahum chapter 1 verse 9, that it said with an overrunning flood, will he make the end of the place thereof? And darkness will chase his enemies. Verse 8. But with an overrunning flood, will he make an utter end of the place thereof? And darkness will pursue his enemies. When one such crusade one time, and there was like a rain, and the Lord showed the revelation, a vision to somebody. Say, oh, he saw some things in the earth, like altars, that God wanted the rain to finish. As a prophetic action. Other times, other things may be the reason why God will make that to happen, other, which we don't know until we see him. There are times he may want to prove that I have a servant who can preach inside the rain, if need be. But on a general note, we have dominion, we have authority. On assignment for God. On assignment for God. We have dominion. We have authority. And I want to identify the dominion in five directions. As we round off. What is our range and realm of dominion like? Number one. Is dominion over territorial powers. Maybe you are in an estate. Maybe you are in an office. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, Luke 10:19, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The territory where you are on assignment, the territory where you are preaching, the territory where you are functioning, for as long as you are functioning for God, you have dominion over the powers of the territory. Number two is dominion over the forces of nature and creation. Where need be? Dominion over the forces of nature and creation.
Jeremiah 22 and in verse 29, he said, "Oh earth, hear the word of the Lord." We saw in Matthew chapter 14 and in verse 24 and 25, how there was the waves and he walked on the waves. Dominion over the forces of nature and creation. We are necessary. We are the sun or the moon or this or whatever need to obey. We are the shinge need to obey. Number three is dominion over demonic forces operating in the lives of people. Dominion over demonic forces. Where you have demons in the lives of people, in the body of people, we have dominion on assignment for God. He said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Luke chapter 16, from verse 16. "In my name, they shall cast out," Mark 16. "In my name, they shall cast out devils. And these signs shall follow them that believe." In my name, 17. "They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Dominion over demonic forces. Dominion over demonic forces. I was a medical student. I cast out by his grace, by his power, too many devils. People that were delivered then, that were still delivered till today. I wasn't planning to be a pastor. Dominion. Number four is dominion over diseases and death. Dominion over diseases and death. "In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." Mark 16:18. "They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And number five is dominion over danger and threat. Danger. The same passage where we read, where he said we shall lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. The same passage said they shall drink deadly things. It shall not hurt them. They shall take up serpents. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. That was the realm Paul the apostle was in. In Acts chapter 28 and in verse 5. And that snake couldn't harm him. He shook it off into the fire. Dominion over danger and threat. I decree today, you are stepping into these realms of dominion. Say a louder amen. And if the disease or the affliction or whatever it is in your own body, I declare that it is cleaned and cleared out. Many of us this year, that sickness in your body, you wouldn't know when it left you. It will leave by fire, by the force of the Spirit. Before you know it, it is gone. And you look for it, you can't find it. Finally, what are the ways of dominion as we embark on the assignment of soul winning? What are the ways of this dominion? Number one, be genuinely and truly born again. Genuinely. Let your salvation experience be genuine, be authentic. Don't fake it. Don't have a leg in church and a leg out of church. John chapter 1 verse 12. "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Be truly and genuinely born again. What is the difference between a wicked man and a good man? A wicked man hurts God and man deliberately. Hmm?
He calculates to hurt. He plans to harm. If he hurts God or hurts man, it is determined, it's deliberate, it's decided. If a good person hurts God, it was never deliberate. If he hurts man, it was unconscious. Am I communicating? For the sinner, sin is a practice. For the saint, sin is a temptation. When the sinner sins, the conscience does not trouble him. He has come to a point where the conscience has died. When a true person even says something that was exaggerated, that doesn't appear like it is true, just exaggerated small, maybe without intending to do so, his conscience will cut him. That's how you know. Be truly and genuinely saved. Exist with a conscience that is alive. Feel it when you do wrong. When you are in such a case, John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as received him, they can't lack power. They can't lack dominion. They can't lack authority. To them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. And let me give a caution. If you ever hurt God or man unconsciously, don't let the accuser of the brethren bury you in that state. Am I communicating? Because that's another action. Just makes you buried there permanently. No, sir. Moses once killed a person. He came out of there and turned back no more forever and became a deliverer. Paul the apostle was once the one who was superintending the stoning of Stephen. He was a superintendent. But when he came out of there, he became the most dreaded instrument in the hand of God against the devil in his generation. So don't let the devil bury you with any past. Sila, this belongs to somebody. You are giving the Lord a clap, 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 clap it well. Be truly and genuinely born again. Number two, be passionately involved in the assignment of soul winning. Passionately. If you were not a part of this training we did, feel free to get the message. Especially parts 1 to 6 or 7. Feel free. Get it. Go through it. Fast with it. Pray with it. We're also turning that into a manual and possibly a book as well. He said in Mark chapter 16 verse 15, when he gave them the authority to go out, he said unto them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. This is the basis of your authority. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not is baptized. And this sign shall follow them that believe. That is both you who preach and those who preach to. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Be passionately involved in this assignment. Your colleagues in the office. We even shared a pattern of how to preach the gospel. We even shared different patterns of preaching. Go through it and be involved. Don't be left out this year. If you bring a soul to church on Sunday, that is benchmark. Just be on fire and you will see raw fire, raw power like you never believed. Be passionately on the assignment of soul winning. Number three, be fully aware of who you are and whose you are. Who are you? And who do you belong to? Be aware. Be
be fully aware of who you are and whose you are. Romans 8:19 said, the earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. If you are a son of God, you are designed for manifestation. Psalm 82:5 said, they know not, neither do they understand. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. That is not your portion. Papa Yedepo said, in the year of 1983, he was invited to preach in a church. And he said, the title of my message is, You Are Gods. 1983. That is 41 years ago. He said, everybody began to pitch themselves. This is strange. This is heresy. See, they look at each other. Some are wondering, should we stand up and move out of here? You are God. So he began to ask. When he saw their face, he said, excuse me, can I ask a question? Everyone says, yes. Say, the child of a goat is what? Okay. A goat. The child of a cow is what? Cow. Child of a dog is what? A dog. The child of an eagle is what? An eaglet. The child of God is what? They couldn't answer. That was when their temperature calmed down a bit. That's right. Hallelujah. Know who you are. Even if that is too heavy for your mouth, even though it is in the Bible. Know that you are a partaker of the divine nature of your Creator. Whether you are manifesting that nature is another matter. You can be an eagle and never soar for life. You can be a lion and never roar for life. Know who you are. Know whose you are. You know, our place, there is a proverb that said, elephant child cannot suffer convulsion. I don't know how they got that theory from. But I'm sure they feel that the body is too big for convulsion. Lion's child shouldn't die of hunger. Hallelujah. Am I communicating at all? This year, God will open your eyes to know who you are and to know whose you are. To know what is working for you. That was what happened to Elisha's servant. When the king sent to arrest him, the king of Syria, because said, who among you is telling my secret to the king of Israel? Anytime we want to move, the king has known. Anytime we want to move, the king has known. So one of the servants said, it's none of us. There is a prophet by name Elisha in Israel. Anything you do in your bedroom, he is aware. That is your problem. There is a prophet in Israel. And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king. But Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, he telleth the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. And this king with psychosclerosis, mentality bankruptcy, did not know that someone who can tell his king your secret will know that you are sending. He said, go and arrest him. The person that can tell what you said in your bedroom, you are saying, go and arrest him. Which means, as you said, go and arrest him, he already heard. So he said, okay, come and arrest me, come. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore he sent the horses, chariots, great host, and they came by night. They compassed the city to pick the spy. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city,
both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him,
alas, my master.
Not what shall we do, how shall we do?
And he said, fear not, for they that be with us, what is working for us? Do you still remember that sentence?
Waiting they work for you, pass waiting they work against you.
They that be with us are more than they that be with them. And then he asked God, and Elisha prayed and said, oh Lord, I beg you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw.
And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. He looked at the servant and said, have you seen now? This is the company I travel with. It is in this climate. This is my entourage of movement. Anywhere I go, they are there. That's why I speak with audacity.
And when they arrive, they say, what do we do? Should we smite them?
He said, calm down. Don't smite them. All I'll do is to blind them. And then parade them to the city of Samaria. And then ask their eyes to be opened. So that they can see that they are in the midst of their enemies. How are they?
Hey! In this season, I ask that God will open your eyes to see. May God open your eyes to see what is working for you. May God open your eyes to see who is working for you. May God open your eyes to see who you are. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Place your hand on your eyes and say, open my eyes, Lord, to see who I am, to see what is working for me.
Open my eyes. Hallelujah. Be fully aware. If you want to walk in dominion, see how Elijah was too aware. Elisha was too aware of what was around him. You want to walk in that dominion, please sit down. Be fully aware of who you are and whose you are. And finally, and before final, don't forget that you don't belong to yourself. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to somebody. For thou hast created all things. For thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation 4:11. You don't belong to yourself. And finally, be continually charged with the Spirit. Charged.
And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
And you shall be witnesses unto me. You shall be evidence producers. You shall be kingdom power brokers once the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
You shall live miserably in the realm of dominion. Romans chapter 15 and in verse 19, the Bible said, he said, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel by the power of the Spirit of God.
Ephesians 3 and in verse 20 said,
now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
The power of the Holy Ghost causes us to see literally everything. Beloved, to take charge, you must be fully charged. Look at your neighbor, say be charged. To take charge. Be fully charged. To take charge. When you send a small 17-year-old boy to Nigerian Defense Academy in those days, 18, 3 years later he's out. This young man will move literally not smiling. His neck almost became stiff. His body so stiff. So stiff. And just give him troops or let somebody mess up.
My friend,
you will see this guy scream at the top of his lungs. Three years of charging, militarization, ruggedization. He was decivilized, decivilianized, and militarized. The civilian died inside him. That was the charge. One, on the road here, one female soldier who has also been charged from military depot, Nigeria, asked a taxi driver to stop so he can check. The man refused to stop and drove off and ran until hold up, stopped him. And then this girl ran. By the time he reached there, you know, in this place, anything is possible. He gave him a... The man spinned. That was when he knew that military, whether you are a man or a woman, you are a gentleman. He saw stars from a girl. It was physical unction. That is a physical charge. Have you ever seen a real drunkard before in the village? Ogogoro or whatever he drank. He's in charge of the highway. Very cool is honey. Say, stop there. Don't you know who you are talking to? Don't you have eyes to see? I'm on the road, you are honey. And maybe the vehicle had to turn to the other side. Or whatever. Totally in charge. Even though he's not meant to be in charge, but something charged him. Hallelujah. How many of you know that even mad people at times are wiser than drunkards? The vehicle is coming, the madman jumped from the road. The drunkard is in charge. Just in the same manner. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, in which there is excess of dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is a wine of some sort. And I think a wine is anything that wines you. That was Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. He likened it. The ordinary, the liquor that renders people useless, you are not to near that at all. If there is anyone that you are to near, is the Holy Ghost. Hours at a time. Led of the Spirit. Led into Scripture. I tell you this year, you will take charge. I said you will take charge. I said you will take charge. One of the young men under our tutorship and leadership in those days locked himself in the room and had prayed for almost 17 hours. He came out, a madman sighted him and took off. The devil inside the madman saw danger. He didn't say, he just saw him and took off. Only the madman knew what he saw. Are you ready to charge up this year? Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah! 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 It's a year of revival fire. It's a year of intensity of spirituality. And you shall not be left behind. Please walk in dominion. Be truly and genuinely born again. Be passionately involved in the assignment of soul winning. Know who you are and whose you are. And be permanently, perpetually charged in the Spirit. Continually. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Father,
I thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. I receive the fresh charge of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Go on ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Jesus. Mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Let's read together.
The Lord
had appeared of old unto me,
saying, yes, as loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with my love have I drawn thee. Hallelujah.
Somebody say after me, say, Father. Say, Father.
Thank you
for your unfailing love with which you have drawn us to yourself. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Again, somebody say, Father, thank you for your unfailing love with which you have drawn us to yourself. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 103 verse 7. We read together.
He made known his ways unto Moses.
His act unto the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Pray with me and say, Father.
Thank you.
For awesome testimony of your acts
in our midst.
In the course of this class.
Be glorified.
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Again, say, Father.
Thank you for your awesome testimony
of your acts in our midst
in the course of this past.
Be glorified, Lord.
Rakatana, 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 In the name of Jesus. Psalm 104 and verse 4. Can we read together? Who maketh his angel spirit, his ministers, a flaming fire. Please pray with me. Say, Father,
I ask
for the release, of the fresh fire,
of passion,
for you,
passion,
for your presence, in 2025.
Lord,
in Jesus' name. Again,
Father,
I ask
for the release,
of fresh fire,
of passion,
for you,
passion,
for your presence,
in 2025.
Lord, in Jesus' name. Listen to your voice and pray.
Father, I ask for the release. Of the fresh fire of passion for you. Passion for your presence. In the fire of the name of Jesus. The fresh fire of passion for you. Passion for your presence. In the name of Jesus, I ask for the release of the fresh fire of passion for you. Passion for your presence. In the fire of the fire. In the name of Jesus.
Romans 12 and verse 11. Let's read together. Not slothful in business. Father, in spirit, serving the Lord. Say, amen. Say,
Father,
I ask
for the release
of fresh fire,
of
passion,
for
kingdom service,
to serve you
this year like never before.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
name of
again,
Jesus.
Father, I ask
for the release
of fresh fire,
of passion,
for kingdom service,
to serve you
this year
like never before.
Oh Lord, in the name of
Jesus.
Somebody pray.
Thy people shall be willing
in the day of thy power
and the beauties of holiness
from the womb of the morning.
Thou hast a dew on the womb.
Hallelujah.
Lift your voice and say with me, say,
Father,
I ask
for the release
of fresh fire, of power,
of passion
for soul winning.
I ask
for the baptism,
of zeal,
enthusiasm,
and willingness,
for soul winning,
in 2025,
like never before.
Oh Lord,
in Jesus' name,
Father, I ask
for the release,
of fresh fire,
of passion.
For soul winning,
I ask
for the baptism
of zeal,
enthusiasm,
and willingness,
winning. For soul winning.
For soul winning.
In 2025.
Like
never before.
Like never before.
Oh Lord.
In Jesus'
name. Lift your
voice and pray.
Father, I ask for the release of the fresh fire of passion for soul winning. I ask for the baptism of zeal and to shall be available. For soul winning is 2025 like never before, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask for the release of the fresh fire of passion for soul winning. I ask for the baptism of zeal and to shall be available. For soul winning, in 2025 like never before, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we are praying.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:18 and 1 Thessalonians 5:17. One to go.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
And watching thereunto
with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah.
Pray with us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your voices and say, Father.
Father,
I ask for the release.
For the release.
Or the fresh fire.
Or the fresh fire.
Of passion.
Of passion.
For prayer.
For prayer.
I'm praying.
In 2025.
Like never before.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Again, Father,
I ask
for the release.
For the release.
Of the fresh fire.
Of the fresh fire.
Of passion.
Of passion.
For prayer.
For prayer.
I'm praying.
In 2025.
Never before.
Like never before.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Somebody pray.
Father, I ask for the release
of the fresh fire
of passion for prayer.
Joel 2:1-3. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Shout the alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the earth tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh. For it is near at hand. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father.
Father.
I ask that you rob dynamis
worldwide
with the climate of explosive revival fire like we have never had before. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you rob dynamis
worldwide
with the climate of explosive revival fire like we have never seen before. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray.
I wrote the book of 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 the book of
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Isaiah 32 and in verse 15. Everybody read together, one to go. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be planted of the forest. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we ask
for the outpouring
of revival,
revival,
the outpouring
of
your spirit
on our nation
in 2025,
leading to the
harvest
of multitudes
of souls.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Again, say, Father,
Father,
we ask
for the outpouring
of revival,
the outpouring
of your spirit
on our nation
in 2025,
leading to the
harvest
of multitudes
of souls,
Lord,
in the name of
Jesus.
Go on ahead and speak to God.
Father,
we ask for the outpouring of revival,
the
outpouring of your spirit,
Lord,
on our nation,
in
2025,
leading
to the harvest of multitudes of souls,
Lord,
in the name of
Jesus.
Father, we ask for the outpouring of revival,
the outpouring
of your spirit on our nation
in
2025,
that will lead
to the harvest of
multitudes of souls,
Lord, in the name of
Jesus.
Let us I ask for the outpouring of revival, the outpouring of your spirit on our nation, 2025, leading to the harvest of multitudes of souls. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let us paracast in another hand. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Psalm 3 and in verse 4, let's read together, one to go.
I cried
unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of the holy Selah. Let's lift our voice and thank him for hearing us. Go ahead and thank you, Father. Thank you. We thank you for hearing and answering our cry. The glorified Lord. The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.